As every Friday on Rai Argentina to the World, we talk as part of our interview cycle. And today we've got somebody from the Swiss Embassy in Buenos Aires. Isabel Maurat, the cultural attaché of the embassy, is down the line. Hello, Isabel. Thank you for this contact.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. We wanted to talk about the Pro Helvetia or Helvetia project that you are involved with. Can you give it to us in a nutshell? What the project is about?
Yes, sure. This is a program called Coincidencia, which will be in all South American countries. Pro Helvetia is a foundation, a Swiss foundation, that its main aim is to promote culture.
Mm-hmm. Swiss culture or culture in general?
No. Culture in general in Switzerland and abroad. Mm-hmm. And that's why they make this program of 5 years all around the world. And now we are starting in South America, mm-hmm. fortunately, for the next 3 years, since it has been going on for 2 years now, all the perspective and all the exploration travels they have made to establish the program. So now we are good for 3 year program, which was launched this week in Buenos Aires.
Mm-hmm. And what are the goals of the program?
Mainly it's to establish contact between the cultural scene between Switzerland and all the South American countries. So mm-hmm. it's to establish a dialogue, because it's going to be not only bringing Swiss artists or events to the region, but also making a dialogue possible to go to Switzerland and Europe. Mostly of exchanges.
It's a two-way thing.
Yes, because up to now we only had the possibility of bringing to South America artists or events coming from Switzerland and supported by Pro Helvetia. But this program is intended to be a real dialogue.
Mm-hmm. What kind of interest exists in among the Swiss people about Argentine culture? I suppose tango might be on that shortlist.
Yes, well, we have a lot of Swiss people that come, not only artists, very much interested in Buenos Aires because of the tango, since you know that in Switzerland it's one of the main therapies. When you have problems in engaging with people, they advise you to go and learn how to dance tango.
Really?
After a while, yes. And as a Swiss, one of the Swiss characteristics, when they decide to take the class, they will do it really good until they perfect their technique. Mm-hmm. And so they take this travel to Buenos Aires as graduation from the course, and they
wow.
come here to dance. So they love it. They really love it.
You tell me that in Switzerland, many people use it as a therapy, like to calm down, to chill, to get away from their problems.
Not so much as to calm down or relax, but mostly to interact with other people the other sex also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a good way to meet people in milongas. But I suppose, I don't know if you, have you been to a milonga or a tango venue in Switzerland? How are they?
Well, it's very funny because they are very stiff at the first time, and they take it very seriously, all the movements, so they don't seem to enjoy very much.
Uh-huh.
But afterwards, they really perfect the technique,
nice.
And they really enjoy the music and everything.
Well, Swiss people do have that fame of being very meticulous, so I suppose they take everything really serious, especially something as tango, which can be quite complex to learn.
Yes, and when they come here and they see the artistic tango, they say, well, I will never be able to do that. But when they go to the milongas, they feel so much relieved because they say, yes, this I know.
Good. And what other features of Argentine culture beyond tango are well, are known in Switzerland or generate interest among the Swiss?
Well, they know of Swiss Argentinian filmmakers because as a Swiss film scene also is very small compared to the European or to the States. Swiss Argentinian movies are very well known in Switzerland.
Oh, really?
There is a big exchange. And, for example, Pino Solanas is very well known in Switzerland.
You're kidding me. Pino Solanas.
And we have also, because it's a kind of movies that are in a way in the same size of, I don't want to make comparisons because I can't, but I guess being two countries out of the regular system of distribution, well, they share a platform. It's very interesting.
Well, let me tell listeners that Pino Solanas is indeed a very well-known filmmaker in Argentina, but he's mainly engaged with a type of film that you could call politically charged, documentaries at times, or politically oriented movies. He mm-hmm. did some artistic movies in the past, but I'm intrigued because it's a very specific subject, and I'm intrigued that Swiss people across the Atlantic and over there are interested in that kind of message.
And I can tell you that Memorias de un Saqueo, I think it was one of the films that was founded also by a Swiss producer.
Now, the other way around, also for our listeners, mm-hmm. if you care to share with us like a short story of the Swiss in Argentina, what kind of community they established there. Everybody in Argentina is familiar with the Swiss colony in Bariloche, the Colonia Suiza area, but obviously you can tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, we are more than 16,000 people here in Argentina now. It's the largest colony in America.
In the whole of the Americas.
In Latin America. In Latin America, and the immigration started in 1880, and they were looking for a better future because in Switzerland there was a large population poor, and they needed to feed their families, so they emigrated to Argentina, mostly to Santa Fe, Entre Ríos, and Misiones.
Okay.
In Misiones, they went in 1930. Looking for the green gold, which was supposed to be the new beverage that all the countries in the world will drink, which was the mate.
Yeah, but it didn't happen that way.
No, it didn't happen, unfortunately, yet, maybe.
Yeah, we're talking about the yerba mate that us Argentines, Uruguayans especially, drink all the time. But it's funny that at one point it was seen as the beverage of the future, because many foreigners find it like very strong and very sour or bitter mm-hmm. at first.
Well, it's you an love it or you hate it.
Yeah, also some other people, you know, Isabel, say that it's an acquired taste. You might hate it at first, but then after several tries, you start mm-hmm. developing a taste for it.
Yes, and you know that when I went to Misiones to see some cultures of mate, they told me they export many tons of mate to Arab countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Syrians drink a lot.
Yeah, yes.
Syrians,
yes.
Lebanese, they all drink a lot of mate tea with the straw, but in a different way. They don't share. They don't share, which is it's kind of a ceremony for us, sharing mate. Yeah. Like it's like in bad manners if you are drinking mate and you are not offering to those sharing the room with you. Now, Isabel, let's talk a little more about the event that is about to start. What kind of activities, what kind of artists we are going to be able to see, for example, in Buenos Aires as part of the Pro Helvetia project?
Well, it's going to be very interesting because now, until now, we had only small events coming or solitary artists coming, some exceptions, but mostly was that. Now we're going to establish some programs. For example, there has been a company of dance, a dance company in La Universidad de San Martín. They have been for 2 months here in Argentina, and they have performed together and alone with the Argentinians. So I guess that's going to be the kind of projects that we are going to see now, from now on, for 3 years now in Argentina. It's the collaboration between Argentinian institutions and Swiss institutions.
Mm-hmm. And you said this is a project that involves the whole of Latin America. So what other countries the Pro Helvetia project is going to be active?
It's going to be everything down south from Venezuela, including Venezuela, Peru, and all South American countries.
Mm-hmm. And artists from Latin American countries are scheduled to go to Switzerland as well, I suppose.
Yes, yes.
For example?
Yes, we should ask Ximen Costa, who is responsible, but I know that some curators, Argentinian curators, have been there, for example, for the Biennale de Performance, and for their photographic curators that have also went to Switzerland to look for portfolios and include Swiss artists in the next events.
The Pro Helvetia cycle has also like an educational chapter. People interested, I know, in taking some kind of course or studying for a period in Switzerland. Can they take advantage of this, or has nothing to do with education?
Well, if it's in the artist scene, I guess it will take an interest. Or if you want to study a Swiss artist, also, what is important is to say that Pro Helvetia is supporting contemporary artists.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It has to be mainly on living artists.
Mm-hmm. On living artists. Well, that's always good. But I'm interested in the education part. I mean, is there a lot of exchange between Argentina and Switzerland in terms of students coming from here going there and vice versa?
Well, we have a program, but it's not in disciplinary artistic disciplines are not considered. But yes, it's a postdoctoral investigations mm-hmm. in Switzerland, and we have like between 3 and 5 participants going every year to Switzerland in an exchange program.
To study in which field?
Well, mostly it's science, but mm-hmm. it's also law. It is also, we have many from Instituto Balseiro, for example, that are
nuclear,
going there.
The nuclear
yeah.
center.
Mm-hmm.
And the other way around, Swiss students, Swiss undergraduates coming to Argentina to conduct research or to study humanities, I don't know.
Yes, there are a lot, and it's very funny because they don't come to the embassy, since in Switzerland we don't have a Swiss Ministry of Education, so they don't have to be with a national institution. They have agreements maybe with some between universities, and they come here as an exchange program. But I discover them because we make some events, but not because they are applying to some program here in at
okay.
the embassy.
You say that there is no Ministry of Education in Switzerland, and what runs the education in the country? I mean,
it's every canton, which is province, and they have their own programs and their own. For example, and even if you, they have their own schedule of vacation, so it may be a trouble with when you have a family with one kid in one place and the other in another. But they try to organize. Or it's that's a fact. They have a conference of education, but really they are really autonomous. I don't know if you say it like that in what matters education.
Well. I know it's not your area, your cultural attaché, but maybe you can enlighten us with some figures about what's the exchange between Argentina and Switzerland in terms of trade. I mean, just a little general facts you have to share, like what are the main things we are buying from Switzerland and vice versa. Do you have that kind of information?
I am sorry, I wouldn't lie to you because we have a commercial attaché and he would be very glad to discuss.
Okay,
all
we'll
the
do it. We'll do it some other time. Yeah, then. No worries. Well, then let me ask you for some details about the Pro Helvetia, like something like a web page, a website where people can find more information about the event.
Yeah, they have a page, a Facebook page, which is Coincidencia Cultural Exchanges, and then you will have all the information there. And they also have a web page, which is coincidencia.net.
Coincidencia in Spanish.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Isabel, thank you very much for this contact. Good luck with this cycle that starts. Always good to bring peoples and cultures together, and it's a pleasure for us at RAE to contribute our grain of salt, our granito de arena to that.
Great. Thank you very much for your interest, and I wish a lot of luck to this program and to the curiosity of the Argentinian public.
And the Swiss as well.
Yes, and the Swiss also.
Thank you, Isabel.
Thank you very much.
That was Isabel Maurat, the cultural attaché of the Swiss Embassy in Argentina, talking about the upcoming Pro Helvetia project, which is a cycle to promote cultural exchange between Switzerland and Argentina and other Latin American countries. Sí.